Kroger, the store that gives you better values, better baked food, presents Mary Foster, the editor's daughter, transcribed.
Kroger, Kroger, everything from bread to cake is better if it's Kroger baked. Money-saving values too. Kroger is the store for you. Kroger.
Money-saving values, better tasting baked food. That's what you'll always find at your Kroger store. Oven treasures like Kroger bread. The bread that's baked with a twist for finer texture, better taste, and longer lasting freshness. It's a better bread by far, and a better value. Just compare today's money-saving price on Kroger bread. You'll find it's an outstanding bread value. Buy two loaves and double your savings. Yes, friends, more and more people are buying Kroger bread than ever before. They found out it's the best bread Kroger ever baked. You'll agree when you taste Kroger bread. The bread that's twisted for finer texture, better taste, and longer lasting freshness. Now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. As we visit Valley Springs today, it's just before dawn. On the edge of the big swamp, lights are flashing as the men of Valley Springs search for Tate Edwards. As Henry Foster stumbles toward the road, he meets Don Randolph. We hear Don saying,
"Oh, Henry, you marking off?"
"Yes, I figured I would. Long enough to have Mary drive me home so that I can get some breakfast. I tell you, stumbling around in this bog gives a fellow an appetite."
"You're sure right. I could eat a sizable meal myself right now."
"Yeah. Well, then, why don't you come on in with us, Don? I'll be coming back out after I get something in my stomach."
"I think I'll take advantage of that invitation, Henry."
"Yeah.
Yet, at the same time, I feel as if I should stay right here and keep searching. After all, it seems that I'm the villain who's responsible for Tish's running away."
"Oh, gracious sakes alive, forgive me, boy. It ain't your fault one bit."
"I don't know."
"No, you done exactly the right thing in telling her what was what after she publicly announced that you and she were going around together. I don't blame you a bit. I'd have scolded her myself."
I know, Henry, but just the same, I overdid it, mate."
Well, come on. Mary's waiting in the car. Let's get some breakfast, and then we'll come back." "Oh, say, we're nearer out than I thought we was. There's the car just ahead of us."
"Yeah, I'll be right with you, Henry. There's another path here that makes off the tote road, and Tish may have come in this far and decided to follow that path."
"All right, don't be too long."
"No, I won't."
"That's the best nonsense I ever heard of. For her to walk deliberately into this swamp. My Jesus, I swear it is." "Mary. Mary, you asleep?"
"Huh? Who is it, Dad?"
"Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to wake you up, child, but it's getting daylight. Time we was getting back home."
"Oh, yeah. What time is it?"
"I don't know. Ain't got my watch. Sometime around 4 o'clock, most likely."
"All right, Dad. Get in with us."
"Well, wait. Don's coming along with us."
"Oh?"
"Yeah, he'll be here in a couple of minutes. I might as well get these boots off and get into my shoes while we're waiting. Boots weigh about a ton, what with the mud that's on them."
"I'll help you. Wait a second. Let me get out."
"Well...
now, sit down on the running board."
"Oh, no. You'll get your hands all muddy."
"That doesn't matter. I can wash when we get home."
"Well..."
"Darling, you're just exhausted."
"Oh, look, I'll be all right as soon as I eat something. Let me get braced here. There, now pull." "Yep. That's it. There's one of them. Now, if we can get the other one. You all set?"
"Yeah."
"All right, pull away." "That's the stuff. Hey, gracious, that's a relief to get them things off. Now, I can tell you that."
"Yeah, here are your shoes."
"Yeah, much obliged."
"Well, I suppose you haven't found Tish. You'd have mentioned it before this."
"No, I ain't found a sign of her." "Well, I shouldn't say that, because we did pick up some small footprints, which most likely are hers."
"Oh?"
"Yeah, they led into the swamp along that tote road, and then all of a sudden there wasn't any more of them."
"Oh."
"Led up to some old logs, right by last year's logging operation. Stopped."
"Just vanished into thin air?"
"To all intents and purposes, yes. Of course, what Tish probably did was to climb up onto the logs and walk along them."
"Well, did you pick up the footprints again at the end of the log?"
"No. Anybody could walk for quite a distance on them logs in either direction, going into the swamp or coming out. Say, Mary, you don't seem especially concerned about Tish."
"No, darling, I can't truthfully say I am. If I thought she actually was in that swamp and in any danger, I'd be terribly worried, naturally. But I don't think she is."
"Well, now, hold on here, Mary. You're the one that practically insisted I round up a bunch of men and dogs and hunt for her. Not to mention telling me that I'd have to stay out here and join in the hunt with them.
Yes, I know, dear. But with all the men you've got out in that swamp hunting for us, you should have been found by this time. They've been in there now for 4 or 5 hours.
It's a mighty big swamp, though. Don't forget that. That swamp goes on for miles and miles.
Yes, and those men and dogs could be heard for miles. The noise they've been making, yelling and calling. She couldn't help hearing them if she wanted to hear them.
Don't you think that she's in the swamp?
Dad, I don't know any more about it than you do. She may be in there hiding, just to be difficult. Or she may have come out before the men got here. I just haven't any idea what her mental processes are.
Of course, she may have got scared at all the fuss and furor that she was causing.
No, not scared. This doesn't know what it is to get scared. Oh, you're down now. Dad tells me you're going in with us, Don.
Oh, yes, Mary, if you don't mind bothering with me.
Don't bother, we're glad to have you. You've had enough of that swamp, I take it.
You're all right with me if I never saw it again, but I'm coming out again later on.
Well, you got a cold, Don. I heard your coffee.
A little one. Now, where could that girl have disappeared to?
I don't know.
I don't either. But at this point, I wouldn't worry too much about her if I were you.
Well, I can't say that that's a very sympathetic remark, Mary.
No, because I don't feel that the situation calls for sympathy.
Oh, I see. Well, Henry, why don't you and Mary go along in? I'll hang around out here for a while longer and catch a ride in with somebody else.
No. You better come along with us, boy.
Don, for goodness sake, don't be silly. This is just exactly the effect Tish wanted to create, to get you worried sick about it.
Why wouldn't I be worried that poor kid out there in that muck hole of a swamp?
I'd be worried, too, Don, if I thought that's where she was. But as I suggested to Dad, I don't think she is.
But she walked in there. We followed their footprints.
And then lost them and couldn't find them again. Oh, come on, Don. Get in the car and we'll go out the house and have some breakfast.
Come on.
Then we'll all have a better perspective on this situation and what to do about it. There. Now you men can go and get washed and I'll start breakfast right away. How about a big plate of hot muffins?
That sounds good to me, Mary.
Sure to me, too. As long as you have some bacon and eggs and coffee and donuts and apple pie to go along with them.
That's what I call a good appetite.
We'll make it 2 good appetites. I'm entirely in favor of that menu.
Good. Coming right up.
Look, Don, why don't you go ahead in with Mary? I think I'll go into the office for a minute and make a telephone call and jot down some notes about the search while they're fresh in my mind.
Okay, Henry, and I'll see you in the house.
Yeah, right? All right. And she'll be away. I better call her. Hello. Give me the mansion house, will you please?
Yeah.
The clerk will be asleep behind the desk at this hour. Hello, Mansion House?
Yes.
Say, can I speak with Mrs. Edwards, please?
Yes. She didn't get a wink of...
Hello, Miss Edwards? Is Henry Foster calling?
Yeah.
Well, no, we ain't found Tish yet, but I tell you, most of the men are still hunting for her, and I kind of figure we'll come across her sometime this morning.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I know maybe I shouldn't have called you, but it seemed to me that this call would be better than no call at all.
Yeah.
So you try not to worry too much, will you? Because the consensus of opinion is that Tish is all right wherever she is.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Edwards.
Yeah.
I'll call again just since there's some news.
All right.
Yeah. Bye. Now, let's see. Put this down on paper. Went first to Tilly Reed's house, asked for lodging. Tracks leading into swamp, ending there. So,
Dad, how about some good hot cereal to start off with?
Yes, that's a good idea. How does Don feel about that?
He's in favor of it.
All right, let's have some then. Say, while you're out here, child, would you mind going out into the shop and getting me another ream of paper?
Oh, not at all, Dad. Dad?
Huh?
Come here a minute, will you?
Why, what is it?
Come
I want you to see something.
Well, I'm kind of anxious to get these thoughts down on paper. However...
Just take a look over there on that cot.
Where's it? Well, by that great jumping Judas.
Keeping as peacefully as a child.
Keith Edwards, I swear I will be jiggered. Now, just how in blazes did she get there?
I wouldn't know, but there she is.
Oh, by thunder, I'm going to wake her up
now. Wait a minute.
And tell her what
I think.
Wait.
I think Don should see her sleeping so peacefully there. I think we owe it to him to let him see that. Come on.
Oh, she's taking it easy while a bunch of men and dogs are breaking their necks out in that swamp trying to locate her.
Exactly.
If that ain't the height of something or other, I don't know what is. But how'd she get here?
Well, we'd better let her explain that.
Don?
Yeah?
Will you come out here, please?
Oh, sure. Sure thing.
Chances are she remembered seeing that old cart out there and didn't want to go home just yet. Well, that is just about the limit.
Sir, what do you have, Mary?
Dad and I want you to see something, Don. Come over here and take a look out into the shop.
Mm-hmm.
See anybody you know?
Tish. It is Tish, isn't it?
Of course.
Well, how did you... I mean...
That's just what we're wondering, Don. Why don't you wake her up and find out?
Well, I will. I sure will. Hey, Tish. Tish Edwards. Wake up.
Huh?
Come on. Time to get up. And let's get that blanket off you. Now, come on. Sit up, or so help me, I'll throw some cold water right in your face.
Don.
Yes, Don. All right, young lady, you can start explaining, and the explanation had better be good. Now, what are you doing here?
Oh, what do you think? I was sleeping.
How did you get out of that swamp?
I walked out. Oh, hello, Mary, Mr. Foster. What are you all looking so funny for?
I think you can answer that question yourself, Tish.
Did you walk from the swamp in here to the office?
Mm-hmm, of course. I started to go into the swamp, but I didn't like it, so I came out again.
She didn't like it, so she came out again. I don't suppose it's occurred to you that you've just about upset this whole town, Tish.
Oh, have I really?
And that 100 men have been hunting for you nearly all night.
How wonderful.
Now, you know what I do, don't you?
Yes, I do, Henry, and I'm going to do the same thing. There's only one thing for harmless and brainless brats like you, Tish, and that's a good sound spanking.
Don't you dare.
Come on, Dad.
And that is just what you are going to get.
We're not needed out there, Dad.
All right,
by the sound, Don is handling the situation very capably.
But what effect will the spanking have on Tish? Will it make her behavior worse? We'll hear more about this tomorrow. And now, in just a moment, Henry Foster will return. But first, Kroger, the store that gives you better values, better baked foods.
Kroger, Kroger, everything from bread to cake is better if it's Kroger baked. Money-saving values, too. Kroger is the store for you.
Lady, find out for yourself. Find out how good Kroger baked foods really are. Get the cake of the week, Kroger's Golden Snow Layer Cake. So wonderfully fresh, so beautifully baked. Listen, two layers are baked to a golden richness and filled with real fresh orange filling. Then the cake is iced with white marshmallow and covered over with shredded coconut, with glacé cherries resting gaily on the top. It's a Kroger oven treasure and a Kroger feature value at only 49 cents. That means an actual 10-cent saving. Take advantage of this special money-saving price. Only 49 cents for Kroger's Golden Snow Layer Cake. You'll find it at your Kroger store and only at your Kroger store. It's the cake of the week, the value of the week from Kroger, the store that gives you better values, better baked food. And now, Henry Foster.
Well, sir, you know, in some families, thrift consists in worrying about what become of last month's money, if you know what I mean. Well, see you soon. Bye.
Be with us again tomorrow at the same time for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter.